you were talking about the patches and fields and what was growing on them, mm-hmm. And what we grow on fields.
That was peanut and cotton mm-hmm. and corn. They grow soybeans in fields. I don't know too much about soybeans, but it's been a pretty big thing of the last, say, 2 or 3 years. I know they grow a lot. So just in that field, just across the fence, that they had a big field of soybeans there, and they grow grains like wheat and oats in a field. Mm-hmm. I know they grow those in a field. So I guess that's about all that I know that they grow in a field.
Okay, if you have a little fence around a yard or around a garden, what would you call it?
Only thing I know, fence being around a garden, it just would be a fence, all
white.
I know.
If it was painted white, would that make any difference? I mean, real pretty little fence?
Well, I guess they sometimes they call that a picket fence.
Would you call it a picket fence, or is that
something? Yeah, if it was painted or something like that.
If it would, what would it be made out of?
Well, just just ordinary. I'd say something like a pine wood, or maybe that was processed or something like that. You know, like they would shape it maybe some kind of way and paint it. So I think it would be made out of just pine wood mostly.
Yeah.
That would be about the normal thing to make it out of pine wood.
Yeah, okay. You have some kind of fence that can hurt animals if they get too near. What would you call those?
Electric fence. They have electric fence that, made from barbed wire, and they have a current run through it, so they call that electric fence.
Yeah.
So if they get too close, it stings them.
Right, it sure would. Okay. Now there are fences that are around pastures and where you keep animals. Do you have any general names for them? Are these big, sturdy ones?
Well, I don't this particular wire, they just have this regular fence wire, and then most of the time they'll put barbed wire on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe that helps, animals. Sometimes you have these fences, and if you don't have the barbed wire on top of them, sometimes they, such as a cow or something like that, will come over it. But you had the barbed wire on top of it, and that helped keep them in a lot of times.
Would they have a name for that kind of fence?
No, mm-hmm. Just ordinary fence.
Okay. If you're having to put in a barbed wire fence, first you got to dig holes for the
posted.
Yeah. Okay. And if you had made a fence or a wall out of stone or rocks, put them up, stacked them up for that, what would you call that?
I guess you would call it a stone fence, I guess.
Yeah. I've
never been, around that type of fence much, so all I would say a stone fence, I guess.
All right, well, there's another place they move on to hens and stuff. If you wanted to start a hen running and you wanted to fool her and get her started, what would you put in her next?
Well, I have seen people they used to have something like a white doorknob. A marble, it was something like a marble doorknob, but you don't see those type of doorknobs anymore. So that's about the only thing that I know, put something round or some type of round object in there, maybe.
What
do
they call that?
I don't know, because I don't know too much about,
chickens.
No, I never worked with chickens too much.
Right. Okay. Let's see if I can figure out how to do this. You have some really good dishes. Mm-hmm. They're made out of a certain kind of thing. You call them